It is redundant call because in Uganda we don't have political prisoners. We don't. I repeat, in Uganda we don't have political prisoners. Now, a political prisoner means, in my understanding, that the state arrests you and imprisons you because of your political beliefs, and not only because you are opposed to government. And I'm saying no, nobody has been arrested because he belongs to, or she belongs to FDC or UPC or DP or NUP or any other opposition political party. People are arrested on the basis of suspicion for having committed a crime. Now, if police has information or someone accuses you that you have committed a crime ABCD, then the police and the state agencies have a duty to arrest you if there is a cause. And it will be on the basis of what suspicion the state has. And the law clearly stipulates for how long you should be held in the police cells, then you should be charged and arraigned before courts of law. But it happens that you might commit an offense, but you belong to a political party. Or you commit an offense, you belong to a particular religion. Or you commit an offense, and you belong to a particular tribe. If that were the case, then many people would be in cells. Because people in Uganda are free to say, I support NUP, I support FDC, I support DP, I support UPC, and they go scot-free because it's not a crime to belong to a political party in Uganda.